We're talking today with Ron Scholer from the Oklahoma Oilseed Commission. And Ron, let's talk about a couple of things. First of all, we're going to get to the Winter Canola Conference. But first of all, let's talk a little bit about the 2012 Winter Canola crop. I know you're going to kind of review it at this year's Canola Conference in Altus and Enid coming up. What would be your overall assessment of how we came out as we've had the combines roll and we've got the crop now in the bin?
Ron, the crop, again, proved its incredible resilience, starting last fall when we had so much trouble getting stands because it was so dry. But where we got a break and the farmers got a little moisture and got a stand, we went into the winter not in too bad a shape, mostly. Some fields that came up and had no moisture, we just didn't get a stand. So we lost some acres that way. Then we had the early fall freeze, and then we had the late spring freeze. And so this crop has been battered from stem to stern, and yet it still came through remarkably well where there is a crop. And we're hearing, and I've been in a lot of fields, and my commissioners have been too, obviously, and we've had a lot of reports of 1,800, 2,000 pounds per acre, 2,500. We're not breaking records, but for what it's been through, it's been excellent, actually. And it stood up just as well as the small grains crop did. And that's what growers are going to want to know, is that it did just as well during these terrible conditions as the wheat crop did.
When we think about growing of canola, we've seen a pretty steady increase of acreage from year to year. This year, what, pretty close to what, 200,000 or a little bit more actually harvested?
NASS is reporting 215,000 acres harvested, and of course we're still getting ground truth on this crop. It's only a decade old, and we're still establishing practices that will tell us exactly how much is planted and harvested. And we planted almost 250,000 acres, but as I already said, we lost some of those. But again, 215 harvested, and we don't know the yield yet, except anecdotally what we've seen in the field. But we're putting that together now.
Let's talk a little bit about the 2013 edition of your Winter Canola Conferences. This is the ninth annual event that have been jointly held by Oklahoma State University and Kansas State. Oilseed Commission and some other folks are stepping up and being a part of the program this year.
That's a true success story. The partnership that has characterized this industry from the very beginning and continues to do so. We would not be where we are today without the industry support. And certainly Oklahoma State University and Kansas State, the Great Plains Canola Association, and our industry partners all working together with the same focus, growing this industry. To be prosperous, to grow, to have any expectation that this industry will have staying power, we've got to have more acres. We've got to attract more growers. They've got to understand what it can do for them, what it can do for cleaning up their wheat crops. That's where we started with this crop, was cleaning up wheat fields. But I will tell you emphatically, since I've been on board, I want growers to also understand that this crop can stand alone. It's profitable. It yields with our small grains crop. It can produce more profit. And then again, back to the original purpose, it cleans up those wheat fields and it cleans up wheat and it delivers a better wheat crop. So, again, all the partners working together is growing this industry, and that is so, so important.
When we think about this year's program, again, you're kind of structuring it because you've got a lot of folks that have been growing for several years now, but you've got a lot of folks that have maybe got one crop under their belt or still are thinking about canola.
There are always lessons to be learned, and so we'll start with a year-end review and see what lessons we learned from this past year, because it's different from all the others we've had. They're always different. And we'll talk about the production practices that we think our growers should be taking into consideration, variety selection, planting methods, rates, those kinds of things, disease control, insect control. We always have insects and how to control those. The most exciting things we probably have going for this year's conferences, we have Dr. Gene Snyder, from a USDA meteorologist from El Reno, will be with us, and we've given her plenty of time on the program because we think this topic is so important. And she's going to talk about weather and climate, short-term outlook, long-term outlook, implications, And so she's quite a notable speaker. She's been on some other conferences and is always well received. So we know this is a real winner. And then next we're going to have Dale Thorenson, who is a assistant director of the U.S. Canola Association in Washington. Dale's a farmer from North Dakota. He speaks farmer language. He's going to come down and talk about he's going to come to Oklahoma and talk about the growth of the canola industry in the Great Plains area, Oklahoma and the Great Plains, nationally, what's happening in Canada and internationally, and what those implications are for us here in Oklahoma. So we know our attendees are going to be excited about that.
Two locations. You're meeting again in Enid. This year you're in Altus as well.
Enid on the 17th, Wednesday of next week, and the 18th in Altus. We've kind of moved the Southwest meeting around from year to year, but we've pretty much been in Enid every year. I think this is a tribute to the staying power, the interest, the growing interest in the crop. This is it's hot, it's dry. Our growers don't have a lot else they ought to be thinking about now. Now's a great time to come out and catch up, get the industry updates, new products coming along, and all this other great information. And I promise that it will help them decide how and what to do when they start putting their crop in here. And we're just a few weeks away from planting.
Right. Let's talk about planting as far as, you know, what are you hearing from seed companies and what are you hearing from producers as far as, you know, expectations on expanding acreage?
It's hard to put a number on it, but everything I hear is a dramatic increase in plantings. One might think that all the challenges, I call it the 10 plagues of the past year, we had everything in the book thrown at us. And yet, despite that, it appears that our growers are going to increase their plantings. And that's an exciting prospect.
When we think about this industry, you've been obviously involved in Oklahoma agriculure as an oil seed specialist, peanuts and whatnot for many years at Oklahoma State University. Out of the picture for a little while, coming back in now with the Oil Seed Commission and the Great Plains Canola Association. What are your hopes over the next three, four years as far as continuing to try to grow this thing?
Well, Ron, as we visited before, I actually did the first research on canola in Oklahoma in 1990 and 91 and famously declared that this would be a crop really difficult for us to grow. We didn't have winter hardy varieties. We didn't have a place to sell it. And if you don't have those things, it's a non-starter. So much has happened in the last decade, though. We now have winter hardy varieties. We have 15 different companies buying canola in Oklahoma now. That's up from three just a couple of years ago. This is an industry that is resilient, and I believe emphatically that it's going to be here. This is not a niche market. This is not cut-dried flowers. This is not farmer's market. This is big-time stuff. And our growers are coming to understand that after a decade. It's been a bit slow, but they're understanding what this crop can do for them, again, in rotation with wheat, mm-hmm. and as a standalone crop, and that it is resilient. And that's the word, that's my code word for this next year is resilience. Because, again, we've got to have something out here in our tough climate that will withstand the slings and arrows and still give us something in the bin, and we move it out the farm gate. And canola has proven to be that. We just don't have a lot of options. We've tried summer crops in our wheat regions over the years and corn, and we've got a lot of corn now, but it's tough, and soybeans. But canola grows at the time of the year when we're going to have our best conditions. That's why we have so much wheat. And canola in rotation with wheat is just a wonderful, wonderful system.